A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, September 20th, 2015. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, a high-powered delegation of Catholics from Zimbabwe is expected in Philadelphia this week to attend the World Meetings of Families Congress, which will run concurrently with Pope Francis's visit to the United States this week.
First of all, I would thank the Pope for the conference, because the family is a very important entity in the church and in the world as well, because that's where everyone comes from.
Zimbabwe, like many other third world countries, has failed to meet the 2015 deadlines of achieving the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, MDGs.
The government now, with this economic blueprint, that is the Zimbabwe set, with these four clusters, I think the MDGs can actually tally with national policy, but there is need now for monitoring and evaluation.
The Premier Soccer League says the race for this year's Premiership Championship is generating a lot of interest despite the harsh economic environment, especially for teams that are currently performing well. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. A high-powered delegation of Catholics from Zimbabwe is expected in Philadelphia to attend the World Meetings of Families Congress, which runs concurrently with Pope Francis's visit to the United States this week. 27-year-old Ruvimbo Masawi, who is part of the delegation and fellowships in Chishawasha, says this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity she's excited and honored to be part of. The Pope is expected to visit Washington, New York, and Philadelphia, starting Tuesday to Sunday. While in Washington, he is expected to meet with President Barack Obama, amongst other dignitaries. We spoke to Ruvimbo Masawi earlier on regarding the visit.
I'm here in the United States for the Families World Meetings Congress in Philadelphia. The Congress is all about uniting the family from all parts of the world.
How were you chosen yourself to be part of the delegation that is coming from Zimbabwe?
I was interested in the trip, so I went to register at the bishop's offices.
And which parish do you fellowship when you're in Zimbabwe?
I go to the Regional Major Seminary in Chishawasha.
Tell us a little bit about the importance of the youth participating in religious congresses and also just generally going to church.
The church is very important for the youth because it helps mold the youth to become responsible adults. And it also helps to mold the values and the values of the church. Nowadays, youth are no longer interested in coming to church. So the youth activities in the church attracts the youth to come and join.
You are a young lady yourself. How have you been inspired to continue going to church?
I was born and bred in the Catholic Church. Both my parents are Catholics, and I went to Catholic schools from primary school to secondary school. And I've been also interested about the church because I grew up in the Catholic community.
While you are here in the United States, if you had a chance to speak to Pope Francis, what would you say to him?
First of all, I would thank the Pope for the conference, because the family is a very important entity in the church and in the world as well, because that's where everyone comes from. Like, marriage comes from the family, and priesthood comes from the family as well. So the family is very important for the whole world.
And what does it mean for you as a young woman to be actually selected to be part of this team that will be at this Congress?
I'm so excited. I'm so very excited because I've got a chance to meet different families from all over the world and interact with them and learn about their cultures and how they live.
And how do you think others in Zimbabwe will benefit from your visit and the others that are also going to be coming from Zimbabwe?
I think I'll be able to deliver the message about the importance of the family to the rest of the people in Zimbabwe and be able to convince them how important it is to everyone else in the world and how important it is to the church.
That was Ruvimbo Masawi speaking to us from New York before she left for Philadelphia for the Congress.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Zimbabwe, like many other third world countries, has failed to meet the 2015 deadlines of achieving the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, MDGs. Despite the failure to meet the MDGs, UN member states meeting recently in Addis Ababa came up with new goals they termed Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, which follow and expand on the Millennium Development Goals. This month, the leaders will meet to adopt the 17 Sustainable Development Goals that could transform the world by 2030. However, for Zimbabwe, after failing to achieve the 8 MDGs, achieving 17 goals will be a mammoth task.
The 8 MDGs that were mapped by the UN member states as part of their development agenda until 2015 included eradicating extreme poverty and hunger, achieving universal primary education, promoting gender equality and empowerment of women, reducing child mortality, improving maternal health, combating HIV and AIDS, malaria and other diseases, ensuring environmental sustainability, and developing a global partnership for development. Zimbabwe is not the only developing country that has failed to meet the 2015 target of achieving the Millennium Development Goals. There are many others, but the degrees of failure vary. The Zimbabwe United Nations Association, ZUNA, is championing the MDGs and SDGs issue in Zimbabwe. Its president, Fisher Chianika, agrees that Zimbabwe has performed dismally in most of the MDGs, but is optimistic that Harare will learn from its failures to achieve the SDGs.
The MDGs are coming to the end this year, and as Zimbabwe, we had failed to achieve some of the goals, but now we are going to learn where we failed and the challenges which we faced on these MDGs. Then this lesson will take us to how we are going to implement these sustainable development goals.
Chianike told Studio 7 that corruption, policy inconsistency, lack of education and failure to involve the grassroots were the major reasons that derailed the achievement of the MDGs. Yvonne Shapeta, a 32-year-old Hararian, is not optimistic that Zimbabwe will meet the 2030 deadline for the SDGs.
To the SDGs, I'm rather skeptical because Zimbabwe is very good at adopting things from UN, from Africa Union, but on implementing, we are rather poor. Very poor, to say the least. There's going to be a serious change of mindset and of behavior, especially from those in authority.
Shapeta said the government's failure to include the youth and women in its planning was also to blame for the country's failure to eradicate poverty in the country, ensure equality and access to health for all, among other goals.
For SDGs to be achieved, women, the youth have to be involved. They have to take a leading role in all this. They have to be responsible for SDGs. These SDGs are people-centered. So if the people are not involved, who is achieving what for who? So we need the people to be involved.
Tatenda Dzingai, also Harare, says failure to make the MDGs known to the majority of Zimbabweans had also affected the implementation.
We need a paradigm shift from what they did previously, where they did not inform people about MDGs. Now we need to see people from government talking to everyone, you know, whether it is at schools, at churches, at different places. They should tell us what they are, because previously they did not understand MDGs. So right now they don't even know what sustainable development goals are.
A development studies student from Midland State University, Vincent Mashiri, suggested integration of the SDGs and the country's economic blueprint, Zuma said, and said this could bring some positive results.
The government now, with this economic blueprint, that is the Zuma said, with these four clusters, I think the MDGs can actually tally with national policy, but there is need now for monitoring and evaluation.
Some economists have blamed corruption and distorted priorities as factors that resulted in the country's failure to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. If nothing changes, they say, then the new Sustainable Development Goals may just go the same way. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by an up-and-coming hip-hop artist based out of Harare, Zimbabwe, and that is Clinton Bopoto, who goes by the name J.O. Clinton, thank you so much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Hi, what's up? How are you?
How did you get started in the game as a J.O.?
I started way back around 2007, yeah. And I was in a group called PDG, but I had to move out and do my own stuff.
And how has that been since, I guess, you launched your solo career?
So far, it's good. It's good because I managed to perform in South Africa, Noxus album launch.
Let's talk about one of the tracks that I had a chance to listen to. That was Mbavu Yangu. Can you tell me more about that track? It's very nice for the ladies, I guess. Mbavu Yangu, Ndiwe Shobi Yangu,
Akuna Mumwe, Akuna Mumwe, Ndiwe Chetebe. It was inspired by Oliver Mtukudzi. My main producer is not based in China. I made him listen to the original track, and then he made a new hip-hop beat, and then I had to write on, you know, revealing Oliver Mtukudzi's song, because it's a good song. All I want is get a place in your heart, yeah. So I went to Oliver Mtukudzi with my song, the remix, and then he told me that it's not good for me to just do a remix without approaching it, but he was quite impressed.
You're talking about Oliver Mtukudzi, and you remixed his song, and in the end, he luckily gave you the go-ahead to use that track. But how have other Zimbabwean musicians been in assisting you?
They love the track, because when it was dropped on YouTube, the first week, I was getting a lot of comments from people around the world, and they were encouraging me to do more songs like that.
What are some of your other tracks that some people might know? I know I saw another track called Wahombe.
Well, I had this melody which was just running in my head, and then I had to go and see the best producer for hip-hop in Zimbabwe, and his name is Alexander Tulba. He goes by Alexander. I had to sing the melody for him, and then he produced a beat for me. The dream is to live the dream.
I feel like B.I.G. because this is all a dream. And how has the reception been for that particular track, like some of your other ones?
Some of my tracks, I was having some complications with having a proper manager, because my main manager, the person who was managing me correctly, he passed away, and it was such a sad thing. That's when my career started going down a little bit, but I never stopped.
As a Zimbabwean hip-hop artist, would you say that the international markets are open for you?
I believe they are open, but right now the hip-hop industry in Zimbabwe is a bit low because a lot of people are focused on dancehall. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but most of the people, they don't like English songs.
But you do mix some Shona in your tracks, though. Does that help you out in terms of your audience?
Yeah, it's helping out. Most of the people, they love everything. The way that I do my music, the way I put it out.
So how can other people get in touch with you?
My Twitter handle is Clinashe. On Facebook, it's Clinton Clinashe Bopoto. I'm working on an album. I think it'll come out maybe this year, late this year. It's called Cross Sign.
And now, J.O., I can't let you go without asking you to give us a piece of one of your songs.
Music is my art, baby. So I paint from the heart. Yeah, I'm not asking for a lot, but all I want is get a place in your heart. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Very nice, very nice. So I paint from the heart. Yeah, I'm not asking for a lot, but all I want is get a place in your heart. Yeah. J.O., I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Oh, thank you very much. They call me J to the O.
Without you, baby, how can I bow? That was Clinton Bopoto, who is a Zimbabwean hip-hop artist under the name of J.O., joining me today on the Youth Forum. Make sure you check him out and also check me out every Sunday on the Youth Forum and join me next week.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. In sports news, the Premier Soccer League says the race for this year's Premiership Championship is generating a lot of interest despite the harsh economic environment, especially for teams that are currently performing well. PSL Chairman Kenny Ndebele tells us more on the issue.
The competition is stiff, both for the top owners and those that are trying to survive relegation. It's tough, and the gap between the bottom eight and the eighth place team and the last team is less than 8 points. And at the top is still previous, that we're not too sure who will run away with the league title. Though Chigenina leading, FC Platinum has come on second and Dynamo the third. But it's quite exciting.
What about actual attendance to some of these Premier League matches?
Having what people call smaller teams, fewer spectators, you have Dynamo, you have FC Platinum, because they're playing very well, the numbers are up. Unfortunately, two of the crowd pullers, Highlanders and Cape United, are not posting positive results. So tendency that your numbers go down. But so far, we're happy to see at the end of the season when we look at the figures. Last year, we were over 400,000, and I'm sure this year we'll also get to just above 400,000.
And what can the public look forward to from the PSL?
Well, we have our Kasilaka Premiership, then we have the Chibugu Trophy. The quarterfinals are on this weekend, so that's the second tournament. We hope to start the top eight tournaments just probably end of September or beginning of October.
That was the PSL chairman, Kenny Ndebele, in Harare. And in cricket, Zimbabwe cricket will host Ireland next month for a three-match ODI series and a four-day game. Pakistan is also expected to arrive in Zimbabwe next week, with the first 2020 match to be played 3 days later. Cricket commentator Dean Du Plessis says both tours will provide much-needed international exposure for Zimbabwe's cricket teams.
I can assure you that although Zimbabwe probably have a bit more of a cricketing culture behind them, Ireland are actually ranked higher than Zimbabwe on the current one-day international log. So Zimbabwe will be very aware of that and will be hoping that they can beat Ireland and beat them comprehensively in these three one-day games. It's going to be good for Zimbabwe, but it's going to be a tough series. Because remember, Zimbabwe are playing Pakistan in 2 weeks' time. So they'll be hoping that the form that they had against Pakistan will be able to be converted into good results against Ireland.
That was cricket commentator Dean Du Plessis speaking with us from Harare earlier on. Now to recap on today's top stories. A high-powered delegation of Catholics from Zimbabwe is expected in Philadelphia to attend the World Meetings of Families Congress, which will run concurrently with Pope Francis's visit to the United States this week. A young woman who's part of the delegation says this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity she's glad to be part of. In sports news, the Premier Soccer League says the race for this year's Premiership Championship is generating a lot of interest despite the harsh economic environment, especially for teams that are currently performing well. That was the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, September the 20th, 2015. Stand by for Studio 7 News in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.